Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show is called What's on Your Mind for a reason, and we're gonna find that out today. Just because I'm about all chatted out. I want to have some conversations. Is it me or is the news cycle just exhausting? It's exhausting. You wake up and it's exhausting. It's like, oh come on, really? We're doing that? And then yesterday the so-called president's in Tulsa, reminding us again how terrible of a nation we are, and bringing up all the bad, you know, decisions made by white people. But that's one of the many things that's exhausting. Depends on where you're watching. The southern border, you got to deal with that. Prices at the pumps, which seem to be kind of, are they leveling off a little bit? I don't know. They don't seem to be rising as much as they were a couple, 3 weeks ago. But I haven't seen. Hi, it's Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennin today. You and me today, my friend. That's it. You and me. Todd's off today. Super producer Chris Larson is here joining us on the telephone from Mayville, North Dakota, though. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. Doing great. How are you?
Good, good, good. I was just saying the daily news cycle is exhausting. I really relish the weekends when I can just go to the, maybe watch my Sunday morning with Maria Bartiromo. That might get me. Other than that, I try and unplug. But man, we're in a short week. It's only Wednesday, and I wake up, and there's just way too many things to talk about. So I'll throw a few out there, and I want to know what's on your mind. The number 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. We can talk North Dakota. Of course, we're heard in South Dakota, Montana, a couple of Canadian provinces, Minnesota as well. All with issues going on in the states that we're talking about, or we can talk a little bigger picture. I get an email from the Epoch Times. If you're not familiar, they are a conservative publication. They have a printed paper as well as an online deal. And I get that. I get Mike Allen's Axios email. I get the Politico stuff. I try and get through it as much as I can. I get the stuff from Trump's Save America PAC and also from his office. And, like, for example, Save America PAC just shot one out 2 minutes ago endorsing Senator John Kennedy. I can't imagine why Donald Trump wouldn't support Senator John Kennedy. The guy's a classic. He's a rock star. He is going to be seeking reelection down in Louisiana. Said he's the real deal. He has my complete and total endorsement, which doesn't surprise me at all. But anyway, I get all these emails, and a really good one is the Epoch Times. So I'll just throw a couple of these out there, and we can chat about this. As far as the border goes, the latest story from the southern border is now this. Texas counties, all right, this is, we're talking Del Rio County, mostly down Brackettville, Texas, down there in Kinney County. A number of Texas counties have started charging illegals with child endangerment and trespass charges. My question is, do we have enough jails? Do we have enough courtrooms for tens of thousands of illegal aliens that are already here over the last 4 months to even adjudicate any of this? The Border Patrol is hoping to slip, these people coming in, they want to slip undetected into these large cities up north, wherever. And they're now being confronted by the sheriffs who are starting to charge them for trespassing, evading arrest on foot, endangering the life or health of a child, etc. You may have seen the deal this morning. This kid, just heartbreaking. It's a 5-year-old little boy crying, basically asking not to be abandoned. They just, the coyotes took him there. Dropped him off with his backpack, and here you go. Walk right through that fence. Go north. Go that way. And he's there. He didn't know what to do. Poor kid. He's standing there crying. Who are these people? But it's allowed to continue. So, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550. 701 would be a number we'd give if Todd was here, but he is not here today. So 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. We can talk about the southern border. Another thing to talk about is that Pennsylvania legislators are now traveling to Arizona to observe the election audit going on there. Now, if you think, by the way, that the election fraud and all this stuff has kind of gone away, think again. A delegation from Pennsylvania is now set today to tour the audit that's taking place in Maricopa County. Delegation's going to visit the Capitol, Tucson, meet with members of the legislature before they tour the audit that's going on at Veterans and Memorial Coliseum in Phoenix. So the fact that Pennsylvania, and you can guess that the only Pennsylvania reps that are going to Arizona to look at it are the conservative Republican reps from Pennsylvania, the ones that, know that something went on in Pennsylvania, but want to see how the audit's going to go in Arizona. There's no adjudication happening in Pennsylvania, which there should be. So that's happening. Lots to talk about. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. We start with Muff in Custer, South Dakota. Oh, we want to talk about the hate crime stuff in Fargo. Muff, what's on your mind, buddy?
Well, I'm just wondering if anyone else is as tired of Arlette Preston and her liberal agenda as I am.
I'm my hands on the air, buddy.
If I murder a white man, is that less of a crime than if I had murdered a black man?
Thank you.
It is according to her. It's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard of.
Well, it's all written. It's all a story. You know, to me, it's all a story. It's like, first of all, what is a hate crime? I mean, is robbery a hate crime? Well, if I just, I'm going to rob a jewelry store and no one's in there and I just take the jewels, probably not so much hate there, just a crime of greed, right?
Well, if the store was owned by a black man, then it's definitely a hate crime.
Then it's a hate crime. I'm just going to go there, guy. Well, exactly. You're spot on. But, a hate crime, I'm just curious, is what happens in Chicago every weekend, are those hate crimes?
No, because it's black people murdering other black people, so that's fine.
Oh, okay. I have many questions here, Muff, you can tell. Yeah, no, isn't it amazing how that never gets brought up?
Why do we have to have people like Faith Dixon and Wes Fallome come from other parts of the country and explain to us how bad we are here in Fargo? If we were so bad in Fargo, I would think we would know that without having Wes coming here from Florida and Faith coming here from Chicago.
I said that, Muff, when this whole thing came up over a year ago. I said, wait a minute, am I missing something? Because I know a lot of the, not only Cass and Clay County deputies and the sheriff's departments on both sides of the river, I know a lot of the PDs. And it's Fargo Moorhead, Detroit Lakes, Wapreck, man, and it's not a problem anywhere, but all of a sudden it is. I'm through that whole thing, man, I'm right with you. I was thinking, what is the problem here? Am I missing something?
I think you're probably aware, but I don't know if many listeners are, what Black Lives Matter actually is. And I would encourage I would encourage people to go to the Black Lives Matter website, where they tell you what they are. They admit to being Marxist. They admit to their goal being to overthrow the United States and turn it into something that it was never intended to be. That's what they want to do.
Well, and there's two sides to Black Lives Matter. There's Black Lives Matter, the statement, which we all agree, not only Black Lives, and I'm an All Lives Matter guy. Some of my best friends are people of color, not just black. All races, all religions. I mean, I'm well-traveled. I have a lot of friends and that's the way it is. And I never, ever once judged anybody on what color they were. But that has to stay alive. They have to keep this conversation going. They have to keep the division going or they don't succeed with it. They got to keep it running.
That's what that traffic stop in Moorhead that Faith made into such a huge deal. That's exactly what that was. Yep. There hadn't been anything in the news recently. So I don't know if this... if the dictate came down from Chicago or if Faith came up with it herself, but somebody said, we need to get back in the media, and that was the way they did it.
Well, and my point is that there's two sides to BLM. You have BLM, the statement, which we all agree with, but then there's BLM Incorporated. And BLM Incorporated is collecting money hands over fist, millions and millions of dollars, and their leaders seem to be buying million-dollar mansions in Los Angeles and living the high life while they're not helping a single neighborhood. They have zero initiatives to do with anything to helping the inner cities. And if you want to learn more about this, you have to read Candace Owens' book, Blackout.
Amazon is one of the biggest contributors. Has donated over $10 million to those people.
Yep. And who are they? You know, they're making donations through a couple of shadow donation sites into Democratic campaigns around the place. But again, they're leaders in more than one now. Have been, you know, buying $4 million homes in L.A. and living the high life, and they build zero playgrounds. They do nothing to actually help the inner city communities like Brandon Tatum and Candace Owens are actually doing with their foundation. Muff, I appreciate the wisdom, my man. We'll talk again soon.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too, buddy. You bet. All right. We got Scott from Valley City on deck. Good to him coming up, 800-228-0550. Anything on the day. It's just you and me today. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennin. Looking forward to having a chat. Give me a call. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. We will be right back. Stay right there.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Been Rickrolled, they call that on the What's on Your Mind program. That's it. Rick Astley is the guy who's singing this one. Early last year was a thing to you get a text message and that song would come on and say you've been Rickrolled. So there you go. I don't know. That's something the kid told me. Anyway, how are you? What's on your mind? Scott Hennin's off. I'm Kevin Flynn. Glad you're here. 800-228-0550. We got Scott on deck. John is in the hole waiting to go. We're brought to you by our friends at Pucklich, and Pucklich has a deal going on. It's Wednesday Wheels. And I'll tell you, right now, if you're looking for a used vehicle, man, the lots are lean. But Pucklich seems to be, and they specialize in these one-owner trade-ins. So they've got a good database of owners that are working, and they've ordered vehicles. They're bringing, they are trickling in there. They got a pre-owned 2016 Chevy Suburban LTZ right now that's gorgeous. The Suburbans are flying off the lot as soon as they arrive. It may not even be available. We just announced it earlier this morning. Very hard to find. It's 78,900 miles on it. Just got broken in. It's got the Ecotec 3.5, or the Ecotec 3, the 5.3 liter V8. Six-speed automatic with overdrive. Plenty of power. Can pull anything. It's got the beige interior, that cocoa dune leather interior, kind of that dark leather with the beige. Gorgeous. Very classy. The LTZ is a premium edition. Lots of great features. Keyless entry, heated cooled seats. It's, I mean, it's loaded. Backup camera, hand-free liftgate, all of it. Local, again, one-owner trade-in from the Valley City area. Was $41,995, even up at $40,000 now. So about $2,000 off of that. You tell them you heard it right here on What's on Your Mind. $41,995 down to $40,000. 2016 Chevy Suburban LTZ at Pucklich, Valley City. So tell them the What's on Your Mind crew sent you. That is a killer deal. I've almost, it's really unbelievable the way the, be it used vehicles, boats, campers, motorhomes, anything of leisure, hot tubs are just, well, over the last, during the vid, you know, year and a half, just flying out. It's sad to see some of the, and now the microchip thing is really, if you heard yesterday, our roundtable, with Steve from Pucklich, talking about this microchip shortage. 40,000 vehicles, Chevy has 40,000 vehicles sitting waiting to get sent out, but they don't have the microchips for them. Well, it makes you think about getting yourself a 19, don't you think, super producer Chris Larson, I'm thinking I'm going to get a 1969 Camaro and not have to worry about any microchips in case the world gets a big EMP or something goes south. Remember that that scene in War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise? None of the cars run. He jumps into the old van or whatever they're working on. That's all I'm getting out of here.
Oh. Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat, Kev. That's crazy.
Yeah, classic cars will rule the world. That's what I'm saying. All right, let's go to Scott in Valley City. Scott, what's on your mind talking about the so-called President Joe Biden? Scott, welcome to What's on Your Mind. What's up?
Hello. I was wondering if you're a QAnon believer and what you think of Mike Lindell and Trump saying that he's going to be the president in August. Now, I used to be a Republican, but since Trump and all his lies took over, I have a hard time believing what he says.
Believing who Trump says or what Lindell says?
Well, what either of them say. I hear you.
I haven't seen what Mike Lindell's seen. I've seen a lot of it. I've watched the one Absolute Proof documentary he did. I heard him say the same thing. Supreme Court will hear this by August, and Trump will be back in by October. I think that's a stretch at best. I don't know. I think we're stuck with another 42 months of Joe Biden. And you say all his lies. I mean, yeah, I think that everybody in politics lies to one degree or another. I mean, I'll give you that. I don't think Trump lied any more than any of the other ones do or did. I want to get off of John or Scott. One thing I want to get off. I want to get off of the men. I want to get off of the personalities. I'm sick of the person. I want to get off of the people involved here. I want to focus on policy. And if we focus on policy, do you hate Trump as much?
Last 4 years,
they
kept telling them, "Oh, it's
going to
be better next year.
It's
going to be better next year," and it kept getting worse and worse and worse.
How did it get worse? We had the lowest unemployment history. I mean,
we live in North Dakota, right?
Yeah, so I live in Minnesota, but
farming and the cattle industry have been terrible.
Can we? Can we agree, though, that we're not going to fix that problem overnight and that work was being made to get that better? with Trump. I would think that from my producer friends that I know, they said, well, it isn't great, but at least we're working towards NAFTA alone was a better deal for the farmers.
The prices getting rid of that. Until he got into office, and until he was done, the prices didn't go up, and it was all government tax.
Yeah. No, there's definitely good and bad. I see where you're coming from, Scott. Anything else?
Well, all these people complaining about the fuel or whatever, or food they want. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth. They want the economy to get better, and they don't want the price of fuel to go up, and they want North Dakota to be pumping oil. They want the oil prices to go up, so they can be pumping oil. You know, when prices are down to $45, apparently it ain't worth pumping here, so they want the prices to go up. So I'm just tired of it all.
Well, that's been a thing too. I mean, I remember in NAFTA, it's like, well, if you rescind NAFTA, you know, you're not going to have, you know, Fender guitars made for 50 cents a day for the labor cost of your guitar or your widget or whatever you're building. Okay. So the one thing NAFTA did was, okay, well, if you want to get a $400 Fender guitar, that's how you do it. If you don't want to have that option, you're going to have to pay the $1,000 or $750 or whatever for the U.S. built Fender guitar. If you want the Fender guitar not built in Mexico, then you're going to have to pay a little more for it. I think we all understand that. I want to get away. I just wish we could get away from all the personalities and focus on policy. Because I think when you get into, and I know this, not just think, I know that when we get into a, when I get into a policy discussion and we take all the tweets and all the BS out of it, the policy, Trump's policies win. They win. Less government, less regulation, a freer open market. That wins. And I'm just hoping we can do that as we get towards the midterms and get towards 2024. Let's go to John in Minot. John, brother, how are you? BLM we're talking about. What's up?
Yeah, did you know BLM sends people over to China to study Mao?
One more time.
Yeah, BLM sends people over to China to study Mao. They send college kids over there.
I haven't seen that. Where'd you hear that?
The other day on the radio.
I don't know that they need to go to China to study Mao. You could do that right here.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
Antifa, they go over in some other foreign country. I don't know where. I never heard to study how to become a terrorist.
Yeah, again, Antifa doesn't have to go anywhere to learn how to do that. They actually have a couple of manuals that they work on. Oh yeah. Oh, interesting stuff, John. Thank you. Yeah, the one thing is traveling to China to study Mao. I mean, to me, that's right away that my radar goes up about question everything. Well, wait a minute. Now, are they spending the money? Why do they have to send the money to send them to China to study Mao? You can go on the internet and study Mao. Not that they're not studying Mao, but I don't know that they're going to China to do that. What's on your mind? We'll be right back.
For years, Peckler Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The world's biggest meat producer is coming back online Wednesday after a weekend cyber attack. JBS expects to have nearly all of its processing plants running again across the country, in Australia and Canada. The company saying it's not sparing any resources to fight the threat. Cybersecurity expert Dave Kennedy says U.S. companies should be on high alert.
What's happening is you have companies that aren't taking cybersecurity necessarily seriously that control critical infrastructure. And then you have, you know, the sophistication level continuously raising fundraising by these organized crime groups that continue to grow.
Israel is planning to ask the Pentagon for $1 billion this week to upgrade its missile defense system. That word came from Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who's visiting the Middle Eastern country. He's also inspecting damage from 11 days of rocket attacks from the terrorist group Hamas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On your mind. Might as well be jumping around on the hot pavement if you're out barefooted in the next couple of weeks here. It looks like at least the next week or so across the neighborhood. Man, we're going to be in the 90s, close to 100 by Saturday. Yeah. We need some moisture. We need some rain. And sad to be the deliverer of the messages. There really isn't any measurable, a lot of hit and miss stuff in the next week or so, according to Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist here for What's On Your Mind. But, yeah, if you're needing rain, we're praying for you, hoping you get what we need. Get the need some water on these fields, that's all I'm saying. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. It's the part where we make you hungry for lunch. Lunch specials in Valley City today, lasagna or Swedish meatballs. Harwood's cooking up Chef Choice today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo has Swedish meatballs. Their chicken fettuccine at 12th Avenue North is really strong. 205 NP Avenue downtown, lasagna. They've got scalloped potatoes and ham in Glendon today. And scalloped potatoes up in Yulin, Minnesota. And, of course, every Wednesday you buy two fresh baked cookies, you get one free. And they've always got that 4-for-4 deal going on. Get two cookies, a pizza, and a soda for $4. Works out good. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Taking calls at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. I'm Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennin. Todd Mitchell's off as well today. Just what's on your mind? We've been talking a little bit about a lot of different things, and I wanted to play you a clip. This is from Laura Ingraham. Laura Ingraham has a show called The Angle on Fox News at night, and she brought up last night about the president, so-called president, was in Tulsa on the anniversary of the Tulsa race massacre. It was a bad, ugly day, and the president never seems to remind us or let a day go by to remind us how terrible we are. And I want to get your take on this. Here's Laura from last night.
The president of the United States is supposed to be our representative to the world, yet Joe Biden spends most of his time bad-mouthing us. And, of course, highlighting only the darkest periods of our history, as he did today in Tulsa.
The flames from those burning crosses torched every region of the country. Millions of white Americans belonged to the Klan, and they weren't even embarrassed by it. They were proud of it. And that hate became embedded systematically and systemically in our laws and our culture.
Of course, what he conveniently left out of his storytelling is that those KKK members were almost all Democrats. And in fact, he was buddies with some of the more prominent Southern senators who rose to fame in the segregationist South. And he even co-sponsored anti-busing legislation with Senators Strom Thurmond and Jesse Helms. Biden didn't simply compromise with segregationists. He also led the charge on an issue that kept black students away from the classrooms of white students.
Listen to this.
But of course, the same frauds who ignore the full arc of American history stepped up to whitewash Biden's true views. And just like that, the same man who was pals with a former exalted Cyclops of the KKK, Senator Robert Byrd, was today indicting the country we love.
What happened in Greenwood was an act of hate and domestic terrorism with a through line that exists today still. Just close your eyes. Remember what you saw in Charlottesville 4 years ago on television. Neo-Nazis, white supremacists, yeah. The KKK, coming out of those fields at night, Virginia, with lighted torches, the veins bulging on their screen as they were screaming. Remember, just close your eyes and picture what it was.
Wow.
Well, or we could close our eyes and pretend he's not president. But notice again what Biden leaves out. Nothing about the violence of last summer that resulted in death and destruction and millions in lost income. Nothing about the violent crime currently plaguing American cities, which is, by the way, disproportionately committed against minorities by minorities. And nothing about how Americans, especially the disadvantaged, are being targeted by drug cartels who are rushing the border that Biden and his cronies are leaving wide open.
Mm-hmm. Thoughts? 800-228-0550. I thought that was just as spot on as it could be said. Never misses, you know, and meanwhile, in Chicago, at least 3 people killed and 34 injured in shootings over Memorial Day weekend in Chicago. At least 37 people were shot in Chicago over this Memorial Day weekend. 3 of them fatally. Don't talk about that. Baltimore, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and on the list, don't talk about those. At least 45 people shot, 5 killed in Chicago the weekend prior. Every weekend in these cities, this is going down. This is happening. But we don't want to talk about that. All this joke of an administration wants to talk about is something that happened 100 years ago by a bunch of morons who thought they were doing what God wanted them, I don't know, whatever. 100 years ago. That's what we're worried about. That's what we know. That's what our president needs to be worried about. We need to be worried about the southern border, the prices at the pump, problems in the Middle East, with Gaza and Israel. Don't really worry about any of that. Let's talk about 100 years ago when these idiots did this thing and it was really bad and that started off all the bad, bad, bad. It's all bad. You buy that? Not me. I don't think that is anywhere near what this country is, the way this country feels, or how this country thinks of itself. We don't. We learned from that, Joe. Thanks for the reminder, though. We learned from it. We learned about it. If you don't know about it, read about it, learn about it in history, watch the History Channel. There's a whole, I think it's a 6-part series on that particular event in history. There's all kinds of events like that that led us to and we learned from that brought us to this day. Content of character, not color of skin. That's it. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm staying, and you will not get me off of it. I grew up with Martin Luther King Jr. saying that embedded in my soul and in my brain and in my heart. And that's where I'm at. All right, 800-228-0550, Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hinn. Scotty's on his way back from Florida. He was down there for some meetings, some Newsmax folks, and I guess, is he on? Oh, Scotty's on. Hey, buddy, how are you? Are you traveling?
I'm traveling to the airport, but I'm riveted by your conversation about race. I think that it's an important one, so I'm glad you're doing it, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How was the day or two down there? And I heard Mar-a-Lago was closed or something, you said.
Mar-a-Lago closed May 15th, yeah. So I tooled by there yesterday. Rush Limbaugh lives very close there. Did live close to there. There's still a memorial to Rush. Unbelievable. I put photos up on my Facebook page. Every day they clear the flowers, the cards, the pictures. And every day, he died in February. And at the gate of his house still, which just blew me away, I drove by thinking, you know, whatever, you can see the house. And was just blown away about all the memorials that are still out there every day, and the grounds crew clears them every single day. So check that out on my Facebook page. But, yeah, Mar-a-Lago closed May 15th. You know, people in Florida, they don't like the fact that the rain gets a little more frequent this time of year, but, you know, 80% of the day is beautiful, and the 20% little rain rolls in, so they're all spoiled. They go north. So Trump and the crew went to his golf place in New Jersey, and they go back and forth between Trump Tower and the golf club. And a lot of Florida empties out this time of year, believe it or not.
Yeah, I would. That wants to get plenty warm down there. All right, buddy. We'll travel safe. We'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, one other thing I wanted to tell you about. I had dinner last night with Chris Ruddy, as you mentioned, Newsmax. And,
yeah.
No dinner with Chris Ruddy is like without some kind of, you know, twist and turn. And he invites Jack Maxey. Jack is the guy that with Steve Bannon kind of started the War Room pandemic, where they did that podcast show, which is, you know, top 10 podcast now in the country. It's really good. And yep. Jack Maxey had with him the hard drive Hunter Biden's laptop. He's the guy that has the laptop. And he told me stories like you can't believe. I'm going to give you one, because we're going to have Jack on soon, that I didn't consider, I probably should have, sooner. But he tied it to the Bakken. He was talking all about the Bakken and how we have all these, you know, things from the natural gas that are more and more every day being captured and processed. And that's what we make plastics with. That's what we make, you know, cell phones with. I mean, there's so many petroleum products and so many things you have no idea, right?
Right.
He told a story about how the Chinese were way ahead of this. The Chinese were doing this 30 years ago, okay? They were way ahead of this space. And he connects the dots, Kev, to the Bakken, as an example, with all this resource, and how the Biden family is very much embedded with the Chinese in competing with U.S. energy interests. So our competitor in the Bakken is as much China as anything, okay? And obviously Russian energy interests as well. And between the Ukraine deals and the China deals, the Bidens, you know, Joe himself being an advocate of what? More regulation, more taxation, hate the Bakken, hate fossil fuels, want to shut them down, pipelines should go away. He's doing it to feather his own nest. This is a monetary decision. All the regulation, taxation, and the, you know, the climate agenda isn't to make the climate any better. It's to line their pockets.
Does that surprise anybody? That doesn't surprise me at all.
Question everything, as you often say.
Yeah, that doesn't. Wow. And then, Jack's going to be on the program with us?
He is. I don't think he's going to be able to do it today. I've not heard back from him, but I tried to get him in his slot for you.
Okay.
He'll be on soon. Fascinating guy.
All right, buddy. We'll travel safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Have fun.
You bet. Yeah, the Jack Maxey, who he's talking about again, that's a he's on a podcast with Steve Bannon, that War Room podcast they've got going on. That would imagine if you're the guy who say, yeah, by the way, I've got Hunter Biden's hard drive from his laptop. Wait, what? You know, I do. I've got it in my room. I keep it in the room safe. I mean, wow. And where is Hunter again? Where is all this? Can't find your anything about, not about that. Where is he at? Where is he been doing? But to hear that the Biden family, Trump said it best, they are crooked to the core. Just saying. All right, John in Fargo, what's on your mind? Commenting on our current conversation.
It's just like nobody questions where Kamala Harris is lately either.
Yeah, that's a good point too. She's she's partying on the weekend. That's what it's all about, Memorial Day weekend. Go have a party! Three-day weekend!
She's been partying for the first 100 days in my book. I mean, she's been pretty much the invisible woman. You know, Kevin, what's concerning me, you know, is stuff that's going on down at our own city hall in Fargo, and I think the conservatives in Fargo really need to start questioning, you know, what's going on with Arlette Preston and John Strand in relation to diversity, among other things, because I'll tell you what, a comment that John Strand made when fighting this FFL issue in Fargo even was he was annoyed that the state is taking over this issue when it should be a local control issue.
Oh, you gotta have the local control, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's how things happen in Chicago. It's local control, buddy.
Hang on 1 second, John. Don't go anywhere. We'll continue on the other side of the break. So what's on your mind? Thank you so much for listening.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you. Did you know you can save 50% on Herman Miller chairs, the top name in office seating? Save 50% right now on special order Herman Miller office chairs during the signature sale at InterOffice Furniture in Fargo. And at InterOffice, save 20% on all in-stock furniture as well. It only happens once a year, the signature sale, with 50% off on special order Herman Miller chairs, but only through March 20th. And in our area, you can only find Herman Miller chairs at InterOffice Furniture, 1st Avenue North in Fargo.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What's on your mind? Welcome back. It's hip to be square. It's hipper to be a rectangle, like a nice premium MyPillow rectangle. There you go. See how I did that, Chris Larson? See how that's how a pro does it right there. That's a pro segue right there.
I like that.
Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. We have a promo code, and his name is Scott. You go to MyPillow.com, S-C-O-T-T. Get you a deal, save 30% on the bathrobes right now. You buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. The MyPillow premiums are $29.98 right now with the promo code. This is all with the promo code. The slippers are fantastic. You save 40% there. And the MyPillow towel sets, two for one. low price with the promo code as well. And there's pet beds, there's weighted blankets, lots of stuff at MyPillow.com. Or you can call them, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 for the great specials as well. But just remember the promo code is Scott, S-C-O-T-T, for Scott Hennin, and you get the deals. I can't say enough about the MyPillow premium. I cannot sleep without the thing. Thanks, Mike Lindell.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I can't either.
Spoiled me.
Thanks, my
friend. Yeah. Spoiled us for any other pillow the rest of our lives. It's like a great woman.
Have you read his book, Kev?
I have not. I do a lot of books on tape, and I'm waiting for that to come out. I don't do a lot of actual reading, which I could, but I just don't. I mean, I commute a lot. I have a lot of time in the car, so I do a lot of books on tape. I just finished about a week ago Candace Owens' book, Blackout, and I'm reading Phil Jackson's book right now, 11 Rings, because I was a big fan of the Bulls and the Lakers back in the day, and Jordan. And that last, The Last Dance, have you seen The Last Dance documentary they did about the
I have, absolutely.
Yeah, the Phil Jackson's book, 11 Rings, is phenomenal. And if you're a coach, doesn't matter basketball, but if you're a coach, there's some great coaching philosophies in there. So, but no, I have not read Mike Lindell's book. It's on my list, and I'm waiting for him to read it so I can listen to it. Does that make sense?
let me just tell you, Kev, once you start listening to that book, or if you do end up breaking down and reading it, it's one of those books that you cannot put down. It just is. It's an amazing book. And you can get it on MyPillow.com.
We were talking earlier in the program about the BLM and the activities in Fargo and Wes and the gal Faith, who are kind of the area organizers. And emailer Nate said, Kev, I took over 60 videos, did around 20 interviews during the BLM protest in downtown Fargo last year. What I learned is that Faith Dixon and her other female friend, dressed in white that day, directed all of the violence and destruction of downtown Fargo that night. I gave these videos and interviews to the Fargo Police Department. I never got asked to testify against anybody. Not only were the protests not covered, they were pretty much buried. And I knew that. I had heard that from more than one person. That these folks were there during the day, everything was fine, we were in Island Park, everybody's being, and then the same people, the same gals, or the same folks, had different clothes on, but it was the same people directing what was going on that night. So that's something that maybe, you know, maybe needs to be looked at. Another email from emailer Tim says, hey, I own and operate a feedlot. Computer hackers shut down one-fifth of the U.S. beef packing facilities a couple days ago. Yeah, that was the... Was it JBC or whatever it was?
JBS.
Is President Biden going to do anything about these hackers, or is it just more impotent talk? I'll go with B there, Timmy. Impotent talk. There won't be anything done about that. I can't have that. All right. We were talking with John before the break in Fargo about the current conversation. John, did you want to finish up on anything that you were point you were making?
Another thing that disturbed me a while back, and this relates back to this FFL issue, which, you know, has been kind of a hot button topic with me for a while, as you're aware.
Now, that's for those that don't know, federal firearm license, right? And as far as what was the deal in Fargo?
And the reality and the big picture of it is, if you have home-based FFLs that are doing a few transfers, all it really affects in the big picture, Kevin, is the fact that you have more legal, honest transactions that are above the board that sort out guns falling into criminal hands.
Right.
I mean, that's what it boils down to in a nutshell. But the thing that disturbed me again about John Strand, and this was right about the time of the election when all this was going on last summer, and of course we got nowhere with it until the legislature stepped in, which seems to irritate Mr. Strand. But it was another comment he made at the same time that Chief Todd was retiring, and they were talking about the selection process, and Mr. Strand was very adamant on how am I going to word this the best way to so people understand it?
Okay.
Basically, what he was driving at was that in the selection process, when reviewing the applications, that the city pays special attention to people of color and or female in the selection process. In other words, that it kind of irregardless of whether they were really truly qualified and were maybe down in the bottom of the pile, that they get moved into that pile to be further interviewed. And it really just kind of chapped my hide a little bit. And we had too many other things, you know, with the COVID and everything else going on, to really do anything about it, you know, plus the fact I think the elections were already over at that time, if I remember right, so it wouldn't have made any damn difference, you know. But it's little things like that. And when he starts talking about local control, that's where people's, you know, alarm bells should be going off. Just how much local control should your city have when it comes to interfering with things that are already federal law?
Great question. Yeah, no, that's
and this should cover
great question.
Diversity and everything else, because I'll tell you what, I grew up in the city of Chicago as a youth, and when you bring a guy from Chicago who's going to tell me how my diversity program isn't working here, I got to get a little concerned, because I watched a lot of bad policies.
Yeah, that is. Thanks, John. That's really, City of Chicago is not really where I'm going to go to find out how to make my city safer and more inclusive. It's just not. Not a good source. We'll be right back.
Farmers, steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock Solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com.